Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Rick Guiney, who's CEO of Microsalt. How are you today, Rick?
I'm doing excellent today, Zach. How are you?
Interesting autumn or fall, as you would say, on your side of the Atlantic, in the sense that Microsalt shares sort of fell into October, and you assured the market you're going to have lots of bulk orders. So the market, well, not necessarily believing you, but they came through, and now you bounce back up again. Is this going to be a new and sustained period of prosperity for Microsalt?
Absolutely, Zach. You know, the sales cycle we're in, it's a longer sales cycle than most consumer products, but it's our customers are solid. They're the world's largest food companies, and when the volume starts, the volume starts, and we crossed that threshold happily. Our product research and development is continuing to make products better, so we are extremely excited about our future now that the gates have opened.
Right, you've got a £40 million market cap at the moment, and maybe you can correct me if my research is wrong, but I don't know any micro cap bulk food companies. They all tend to be in their billions. Is that the kind of upside that you're going to try and achieve? I mean, obviously not just in salt, maybe in other areas as well.
Well, you know, we do focus on low sodium salt, Zach, but the ingredient world is the big world, as you mentioned, and it's a global market. The low sodium market for us is a global one. Low sodium issues occur everywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you live. You're probably ingesting too much sodium. And so we're happy with our low sodium existence right now. The market currently is right around $5.5 billion. So there's plenty of upside for us within the salt category.
And just to remind people not familiar, I mean, do you have IP on what you do? But how does that work?
Yes, we do. We have a patented process. We have a number of patented processes, I should say, that allow us to create a low sodium salt. And the thing of it is, Zach, is that we're not other chemicals. We're salt. So our product tastes like salt and it performs like salt because it is salt. However, our process allows us to get there with about half the sodium that you would get with traditional salt. So that allows us to deliver a full flavor food that tastes the way it's supposed to taste with less sodium. Some of the other alternatives that the food industry has had to rely on prior to Microsalt mostly are potassium chloride products, and potassium chloride has its own strong flavor, which caused ingredient companies to introduce flavoring agents to mask that flavor. And you basically, you know, you've gone from a clean label product to a not clean label product because now you're introducing flavoring, masking flavors, and all kinds of other things that come along with that. So Microsalt is indeed a new technology in the food business. And we're really excited about where it's going and how we can help people's health. This is the whole thing, Zach. We make people healthier by allowing them to eat the foods they like with less sodium.
Right, and in terms of the market and everything else, is there much evangelical work on your part to convince counterparties or potential partners about the merits of the product, or is it just you having to market and just getting your message out in terms of, you know, knocking on doors in the sense that everyone would say yes to you if they knew about it?
Well, in the world, not everyone says yes all the time. So yeah, you know, we do have to work a little bit with our sales presentations. Everybody across the globe will agree that sodium is an issue. However, getting them to change formulas that may have been in their family business for hundreds of years, or may have been in the production plant for 35 years, you know, it's a little bit of a bumpy road for some people. So it's not that the market just says, okay, Rick, we're going to buy your stuff. It's they agree that our concept is correct, and they certainly welcome us in. And we work with those food engineers. We work with those companies that need help getting around the corner to the new technology. It's kind of like, you know, when we all switched from dial-up modems to wireless, it was a little bit of a bumpy road. And you still find people that want you to dial in or send a fax. So that's the kind of thing that we face.
Right. I mean, one of the better RNSs that you put out this year, and was almost like a year-end review, was the patent approval in China, Mexico, and Australia. Doesn't that underline that you really do have a global patent portfolio, and that it's the whole world is your addressable market?
Yes, it does. And the WHO has supported the low sodium across the globe with its resolution. They have resolved to try to reduce sodium by 30% across the globe by 2025. So it's a big problem, and governments and consumers everywhere are looking for solutions, but they don't want their food to taste bad. That's the thing. Food has to taste good. And if you're, let's say you've been prescribed a low sodium diet by your doctor, what do you really do? I mean, how do you stay in a low sodium diet unless your food tastes good? It's very difficult. So we're here to help everybody get over that hump. The major food processors can make their snack foods or their prepared meals or whatever they might be doing with lower sodium and have it taste the same. And when you're at home, you can use Microsalt, shake it on your salad, put it on your steak, whatever it might be. It's going to taste the same, but you're going to have 50% less sodium.
Right. I talked about the share price rebounding since October, which is obviously a great thing to happen. But obviously, investors these days, they're looking at dollars and cents and pounds and pennies. What is the level, the land on that? Are you going to be sort of delivering a sort of hockey stick type jump in revenue? What's the outlook there?
Yes, that's a good way to put it, because, once you start with these major food companies, it's nothing but upside, because they make more than one product. And why would they have more than one salt vendor? So as you start with, let's say, product XYZ in geography one, it makes no sense not to expand that across your entire product portfolio. And that's where we are now with some of these companies that we've started, and now we're being expanded across their entire product offerings, whether it be in Poland or Spain or China. It doesn't really matter. Luckily for us, salt is a base product that has an extended shelf life, so we don't have to worry about the traditional supply chain issues that haunt most of the food business.
And just finally, if you do get a torrent of orders early in 2025, are you able to cope? Do you have the capacity to cope with a potential jump in orders?
Yes, absolutely. This isn't a surprise to us. We've been working hard on this for a number of years. So we have embedded in our business plan current capacity that will get us through 2025 and 2026 and well into 2027. And our product, part of its brilliance is it's a simple product for us to replicate. So we can take our production and build a plant in Poland or in South Africa or in Singapore, wherever the volume may be.
Well, we look forward to your orders, more orders and more good news from your company. In the meantime, Rick Guiney, CEO at Microsalt, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.